Well, Election Day 2017 has come and gone, and here bright and early, just a few hours after all those final tolls came in last night, Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy joins us by phone. Good morning to you, sir.
Another one in the books, Jay.
Another one in the books, and maybe in some cases a little too early to get total, complete perspective on. But, you know, we've already heard it here on NPR. A lot of talk about the Virginia governor's race with the Democrat winning there. Same thing in New Jersey as well. Here in Erie County, what we've got, three countywide offices that went Republican. We've got a legislature that's gone Democrat. Any proclamations that you want to make right now about the future of politics, Bob?
Yes, we could proclaim it a mixed bag here last night, for sure. But it does show what a competitive place we live in, despite the fact that there are 135,000 more Democrats and Republicans, as we have talked about all through the campaign season, Jay. And so it always just shows you that anything can happen here. And that's what makes it so very interesting to watch.
Yeah, most certainly was that. And it kept us all up very late last night to trying to follow some of these results. And if you went to bed before they were finally in, you may have been surprised at how it all turned out here this morning. But let's maybe go into just a couple of those right now. First of all, the hotly contested Erie County Sheriff's race. Give me some of your thoughts.
That one, I'll tell you, Jay, in all the years that I've been covering politics here, I'm not sure that I have ever seen a lead seesaw back and forth so much as it did last night between Bernie Tolbert and Tim Howard. And I think I wrote like five different leads for my story last night. It was unbelievable. You just see all these surges come in and then one go up and the other down. But anyway, the sheriff at this point has claimed victory. And one of the things that I think we'll all have to find out today is what the Bernie Tolbert's and the Democratic Party's plans may be with regard to about 11,000 or 12,000, I can't remember, absentee ballots that are still outstanding. There'll be some other kinds of outstanding ballots that need to be taken into account. So we'll have to find out whether this is going to be prolonged for another week while we count absentee ballots, or whether Bernie Tolbert will concede on a very, very close race there.
Okay, so when it comes to that proclamation, we'll put that under the wait and see column.
Yeah.
Let's look at that county clerk's race, where a familiar name in Michael Mickey Kearns, the assemblyman from South Buffalo, came in as a Republican against a newcomer in Democrat Steve Cishon.
That one seesawed all during the night, too, and finally comes out 52-48, or about 7,800 votes in Mickey Kearns' favor. I don't think the Republicans saw that one as so close. They felt good about it. But if you noticed, and as we have been reporting over the past few days, that the Dems were throwing a lot of money into that over the past week, over $100,000. And I heard some Republicans say, what are they doing? This thing is over. Well, they must have seen something here, because Steve Cishon snuck up here and almost grabbed it, but it's a very close race, but enough for Mickey Kearns to be solidly in control this morning there.
Republican Stefan Mihailu wins the comptroller's race over Vanessa Gluszewski. Moving on to that legislature now, majority has flipped. It's going to be Democratic, and it was only one seat that made the difference, and it was a two-time incumbent that lost his seat last night. Some of your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and a lot of activity went into that District 8 race, too, where Democrat John Brusso knocked off the incumbent Republican Ted Morton. Ted Morton has been a controversial legislator because of some of the ethics problems that dogged him throughout in his private business. Mm. So that has always been kind of an issue. And this fellow, John Brusso, retires from UPS, decides to get into the race, and all of a sudden started making some noise. There was some question about whether he was making any progress at one point, and a lot of people said, oh, this is over. But it's another one in the last week where all that advertising begins to kick in and where all of the other grassroots efforts begin to kick in. And the Democrats are, I think, just gleeful over this one, because this is their big victory on the countywide scene. Gives them control of the legislature again by a 6-5 tally, and that means that we will have a new chairman and all that kind of stuff.
And again, back to the whole idea of a mixed bag of results. Again, the Republicans apparently winning the three countywide offices, the Democrats getting the legislature, and we thought it was going to be a close race in that legislative race out in Amherst with Tom Lochran, the Democratic incumbent, against Guy Marlette, a well-known Republican challenger. But Democrats had a big night in Amherst last night.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about that is that everyone wondered about Tom Lochran's ability, especially since he didn't get the Conservative Party nomination this time. And the Conservatives may have made a difference in a lot of races, but not in this one, because Tom Lochran had no problem winning this on his own. And that said a lot about a candidate, against a Republican candidate named Guy Marlette, who was a well-known political figure in Amherst, and so this was not just any kind of bad candidate that went up against him. This was a top-notch candidate, and it's a big victory for Tom Lochran, and he pretty much, along with the Brusso win in the Lancaster area, I think those two guys are the ones that brought this home for the Dems in the legislature.
Well, Bob McCarthy, boy, you've had your work cut out for you, and it looks like it's not stopping. A lot to do here today for sure. And as always, thank you very much for joining us on these Wednesday mornings.
I've enjoyed it, Jay. Thank you.